به ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still continue our class to find the secret of Al-Quran, which Allah revealed in the month of Ramadan. It is rahmah, mercy for all mankind, that the shifa of what is hidden in your heart. So we study yesterday, we started the Shahr Ramadan الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the ayah number 185 from Surah Al-Baqarah. And we found actually Shahr Ramadan, that is the month which Allah sent down the Quran. No doubt about that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned hudan للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Let me read inshallah ta'ala again, because I need to build in this ayah again to continue. We did not finish yet. Let me see exactly what the brother Yunus inshallah ta'ala give us the translation in English. Inshallah ta'ala. Tafadhal Ashin. Number 2 in the beige.
You don't receive the ayah, no. You don't receive it in Arabic. Do you receive it yet?
I'm just going to take the first part. Okay. Go ahead.
Surat al-Baqarah, that cow. Surah number 2, verse 185. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and pattern. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
Hey. So we found from this, inshallah ta'ala, that the Quran has sent down from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, as we cleared yesterday, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the record of Allah, to the lower heaven, the first level of the heaven, in a place called Baytul Izzah. Let we see exactly the number 6, second part, in the number 6, the second in the beige. أخرج الطبراني في والبراز عن ابن عباس قال أنزل القرآن جملة واحدة حتى وضع في بيت العزة في السماء الدنيا ونزله جبريل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة من وجه آخر عنه قال دفع إلى جبريل في ليلة القدر جملة واحدة فوضعه في بيت العزة ثم جعل ينزل تنزيلا. Number six, second in the page.
Al-Tabarani and Al-Bazar narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas that he said, the Quran was revealed in one sentence until it was placed in the house of glory in the lower.
House of what?
Glory.
Okay, we have to give you the dalil, because I mentioned this yesterday, and I have to give you the evidence, because some people waiting for me. Where is the dalil for that? Where is the evidence? Here is the evidence, inshallah. Go ahead.
Until we were placed in the house of glory in the lower heaven, and Gabriel revealed it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May God bless him and grant him peace. Ibn Abi Shayba narrated from another source on the authority of him, who said, on the night of destiny, he was given one lump sum to Gabriel. So he placed him in the house of glory and then began to descend on it in a gentle manner according to the events in 20 years.
You want to give French? Anybody French here? You want to give French, inshallah, to read? No. Go ahead, Akhil, inshallah.
French,
yeah.
Al-Tabarani et Al-Bazar ont rapporté sous l'autorité d'Ibn Abbas qu'il a dit, le Coran a été révélé en une phrase jusqu'à ce qu'il soit placé dans la maison de gloire au ciel inférieur. Et Gabriel l'a révélé à Mohammed, que Dieu le bénisse et lui accorde la paix. Ibn Abi Shayba a rapporté d'une autre source sous son autorité qui a dit, la nuit du destin, il a reçu une somme parfaite, une somme forfaitaire à Gabriel. Il a donc placé dans la maison de gloire et a ensuite commencé à y descendre de manière douce selon les événements survenus en 20 ans.
Okay, mashallah. And yesterday we cleared also that the Quran revealed to the Prophet, sent down to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Laylat al-Qadr. All of the people agree about this Laylat al-Qadr, the Quran sent down in 110 sentence, holy, in Laylat al-Qadr to the Bayt al-Izzah, the first level of the heaven. Then within 20, some the scholar they say 20 years, within 20 years. Some of the scholars they say 22. But the most famous, within 20 years, the Quran revealed it down to the Prophet and the Prophet, he lived for 23 years, 13 Mecca and 10 years in Medina. So within the 23, because the first 3 years, the Quran stopped. Allah did not send the Quran. And that's the most popular, inshallah ta'ala. So we agree, so Quran in Laylatul Qadr, send one sentence, calling from Allah al-Mahfuz to Bayt al-Izzah, the first level of the heaven in Laylatul Qadr. Then, piece by piece, Nazala Munajjaman. Munajjaman, this means Jibreel, he took it piece by piece, ayah by ayah, and send it to the heart of the Prophet ﷺ within 20 years. That's actually what the ulama agreed. And the first ayat, as we agree yesterday, iqra bism rabbi surah al-alaq. The first 5 ayat, that is the first revelation, came down to the Prophet ﷺ while he was in a cave. اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الانسان من علق اقرا وربك الاكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم يعلم. And why Allah started the Quran with Iqra? That's to prove for you that the ilm is very important. Knowledge is very important. You cannot understand your deen without knowledge. Knowledge came from two sources only. Al-Quran, Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have another third. Only two sources. So we need to find out that the ilm is very important. Many one of us come to the masjid. Where are you going? Okay, I'm going to pray. But what did you learn? He doesn't know how he pray. He doesn't know how he fast. He doesn't know how he perform hajj. He doesn't know the zakah. He doesn't know the inheritance. He doesn't know the halal and haram. But he go, and where are you going? I'm going to pray. Pray and it's empty inside. We ask Allah to grant all of us in knowledge. Knowledge is very important. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is فريضة. It's like salah, it's like zakah, farida, obligation upon every Muslim. Muslim should give a time. When you actually start to give the class, most of the people escape. But when you invite the people for haqiqa or walima, what's going to happen to the masjid? You don't find 1 inch in the masjid for haqiqa and walima. Subhanallah. Food, yes. But ilm. Ask the Muslim, alhamdulillah, Allah provide this ummah with 2 billion Muslim. All of them are scholars. Ask any Muslim, they are scholar. MashaAllah, la quwata illa billah, may Allah increase them. So we have 2 billion scholar in Islam for the number of the Muslim in this life. La hawla la quwata illa billah, in your life. Anyway, so the first ayat, 5 ayat. But I need to move for the number 8 in the beige. To find actually what is the value of the Quran, what is the version of the Quran. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, Ayah number 82. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
Surah Al-Isra, Night Journeys, Surah number 17, verse number 82. And we sent down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss. Surah number 17, Le Voyage Nocturne, verset number 82. Nous faisons descendre du Coran ce qui est une guérison et une miséricorde pour les croyants. Cependant, cela ne fait qu'accroître la perdition des injustes.
Well, before I go for the explanation, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. لا يجوز التوقف. You cannot stop in this ayah. Because over al-mu'minin you find a word exactly, a word of لا. لا, it's mean you cannot stop in the ayah. You must to continue to bring the second word after al-mu'minin. That's why it's like, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ. You have to, وَلَا يَزِيدُ, you have to connect it, because over al-mu'minin, Shaykh Muhammad, you have la, exactly word of la. That means, don't stop. But if you find meme, You have to stop. Can we agree about this today? If you find while you recite the Quran, in the end of the words, لا, you cannot stop. خلي سبدية واحد بس. سورة المعون. لك سورة المعون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين. And you stop wrong. Because you're gonna beat all those who pray exactly in Jahannam. You have to connect. فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. You have to connect between المصلين, because if you say ويل, what is ويل يا عمر? He said it's the valley in Jahannam. For المصلين, so everybody who pray go to Jahannam? لا. And who they are? الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. Those who forgetting their salah. So, but the other hand, if you find the letter or the letter of meme, you must stop. Because if you join it, will it change the whole meaning? Inshallah. تفضل يا شيخ, تفضل.
So with regards to stopping for this ayah, the lamb, is it because it changes the meaning? If you stop, does it change the meaning?
Is that we need actually to connect it with both of them. The believer and those who denied al-zalimin, the wrongdoer, nothing except they are a loser. So to connect both of them, لا يزيد وخسر. طيب. So we know at the Quran, we find out from this ayah two things. What is the two things? Wake up with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? What is the benefits of the Quran? Rahmatan what? Wa shifa. Let's we go inshallah ta'ala for that. I'm going to stop in this to go for the detail now. So we find Al-Quran from the previous ayat, the Surah Al-Baqarah, Hudan Linnas, guidance for the people. Number two, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and a clear proof of the guidance. وَالْفُرْقَانِ criterion. What does that mean? Al-Quran, my dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send it with proof, evidence for the people, guidance for all mankind. Without Al-Quran, you don't have. You remember the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they accused him of his honor of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, when they acclaimed the story of the slander, when they accused Aisha that she committed zina with Safwan ibn Mu'attil, you know that. And after he left the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they thought Aisha was in a box over the camel. They call it Hawdash. And they left. And Aisha, she went to the mountain looking for her necklace. She lost in a necklace which she borrowed from her sister Asma. When she came down, she found everybody left, except one. Safwan ibn Mu'attil radiallahu anhu ardah, known among the Sahaba like to sleep, like Brother Muhammad. He liked to sleep too much. He's sleeping now. Look at this. He's sleeping.
No, these are.
SubhanAllah. No, mashallah, alhamdulillah. He's awake.
Today's up.
SubhanAllah. So known, Safwan ibn Mu'attil, he's known. So the Prophet gave him a job to collect all the remaining or the booty. After they leave, some people, they left something. They left something. So Allah, the Prophet ﷺ told them to collect it. So he found Aisha. And that time, the hijab, the ayah of the hijab did not reveal it yet. Allah did not reveal it, the ayah of hijab, to obligate the woman to cover herself with hijab. So Aisha, she was without hijab, because the ayah of the hijab wasn't revealed yet to the Prophet ﷺ. So when the Safwan ibn Mu'attal said, Wallahi, Aisha, she said, Wallahi, he did not even speak with me one single word. But he took the camel toward the Medina. He took the camel toward the Medina. At the border of Medina was who? The head of the hypocrites. Who's a Ubay? How do you call it? Allahumma salli ala Rasulullah. It's his name.
Ubay ibn Khalaf.
لا 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 ده شيخ المنافقين
was it the one that
the head of the منافقين منافقين إن شاء الله I'm gonna remember his name.
He was a Muslim
منافق. He was a Muslim منافق. Yes, Muslim منافق. نعم. عبد الله ابن أبي ابن سلول. عبد الله ابن أبي ابن سلول. Known and Quraysh promised him if he work with them and ship all the secret of the Prophet sallam, we they will hire him as a king of Medina. So he's a hypocrite among the believers. So he was on the board in the early in the morning. He saw Aisha came in early morning with Safwan ibn Mu'attal. He hold the rope of the camel and to bring her to Al-Madinah. He said, where is your friend? His wife spend her nights. Where she spend her nights? This news has been flight all over the Medina. And there is no Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely, he did not send the Quran for 1 month. 1 month, the Quran to examine the ummah. It's written by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to see what the people say. Some of the people, they fail in this fitna and they believed Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. And some of the believers, actually they said it's impossible. Allah has chosen this woman, she's honor. She's honored. There is a certain Muslim today. I'm not going to mention their name. We are in Ramadan. They believe Aisha committed zina, adultery, until today. That's why they curse her in the salah. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. And Allah sent the Surah An-Nur to free Aisha from the adultery. But the Prophet ﷺ, the issue is what I need to tell you today. He stood up in the minbar. And she left, exactly, she left to her father's house. Exactly, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And the Prophet every day, he called, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and he did not speak with her. He was affecting Aisha too much. Even you, messenger of Allah, you believe, he said, I cannot make any anything unless Allah send the Quran to free you, Aisha, from the heaven. So he stood up in the minbar. He said, Ayyuhannas, O people! Ayyuhannas, O people! Help me! What I have to do against the one who accused me was my family member, Aisha. Anybody tell me? He asked the people because he has no revelation. Until Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, he stood and he said, Ya Rasulallah, Allah gave provide you with a lot of women. Divorce her. That's why Aisha, she carried this in her heart against Ali. That's why the battle of Camel happened between Ali and Aisha radiallahu anhu. Aisha, she had a group of the Sahaba. And also Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he's a Khalifa. He need to bring the people back to the Medina. And she was toward to Iraq because of killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. And Ali, he doesn't know what is actually, who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. So subhanallah, what happened is the Prophet, he did not have idea until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran to free Aisha from the slander, from the Aisha for disobedience. What I need to say from this story, that you don't have any solution except with the Quran and Sunnah. Nothing else. So, Al-Quran is guidance and criterion to divide between the truth and the falsehood. That's the Quran. Number four, before you leave, inshallah ta'ala, Al-Quran has a shifa'. A healing for all kind of disease. But the point is between the Muslim, you trust it or not. The most exactly important in Islam, are you believe it or not? You have yaqeen, you are uncertain, you know that the Quran gives you shifa or not. The man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him, Ya Rasulallah, my brother, he's suffering from his stomach. He has a lot of pain. The Prophet ﷺ go and told him, go and let him drink honey. He did. Came the second day. Ya Rasulallah, is still my brother suffering from his stomach. He said, go and let him drink honey. He did. Third day. Ya Rasulallah, is still suffering. He has a lot of pain. What the Prophet ﷺ said, Sheikh Yunus? What the Prophet ﷺ said? كذبت بطن أخيك. the stomach of your brother is lying. وصدق الله, and Allah said the truth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Yeah. So subhanallah, about what? فيه شفاء للناس. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس. Allah inspired the bee. أوحى ربك إلى النحل. Allah inspired the bee. أن اتخذي من الجبال. Build your house in the mountain. ومن الشجر. Build your house inside the tree. You open the tree sometime, you have tons of honey come from the tree. ومن ما يعرشون. And what did the man build it for you? They build houses for exactly the bee. ثم كله من كل الثمرات. Eat from all the fruits. فسلكي سبل ربك ذللا. They said the bee sometime they fly for 100 miles to eat from certain fruits. Sometime eat from the orange. Sometime eat from exactly from the strawberry. Sometime eat from the cotton. And that this will be up to what she ate. سبحانه وتعالى. ثم كلي من كل الثمرات. فسلكي سبل ربك ذللا. It's mean take the draw. Allah he draw exactly the road for you. It is not her option. Allah is the one he inspired the bee to take a certain road to eat from the fruit, because Allah he wanted this bee to carry certain kind of honey. And then after that, فيه شفاء للناس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يخرج من بطونها, come out from the belly of the bee شراب, a drink. What's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? فيه شفاء للناس. What mean فيه شفاء للناس? As a healing and recovery for all mankind. So when the Prophet ﷺ told the man, the stomach for your brother is lying, and Allah he said the truth, the most important for us, when you take something, you have to believe it. Because in the second day, Allah doesn't give you healing and recovery, what happened to me? I drank the honey. Nothing happened to me. لا. Certain is very important. The belief is very important, inshallah. لك الحبة السوداء. From the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ said, الحبة السوداء فيها دواء لكل فيها دواء لكل داء. The black seed has a healing and recovery and shifa for every single disease. Except one thing, what is that?
Death.
The death. So can we believe that? Yes, we believe it. If Allah doesn't give it to you right away, He examine your aqidah. He examine your faith. And you believe it or not believe it. And you have doubt in your faith or not. That's what we need. I did not finish my class because always the table of the Ar-Rahman is very short. No matter what you eat it, still you are hungry. We are hungry. We still are hungry to learn more and more and more. I'm going to tell you, inshallah ta'ala, by Al-Quran. Can we use Al-Quran? Do you use Al-Quran for shifa? Ruqya. We're going to study about the Ruqya. Ruqya also by Al-Quran. What is the Prophet ﷺ used to do? For the exactly to take the Quran as a healing and a recovery. Because the best for us, we're running to the doctor. But before, we have to do a step before you go to the doctor. To do what? To find out where is the secret in the Quran for healing and recovery. If Allah give us life, we are appointed to speak about this material. Al-Ruqya, Al-Shar'iyya. Because some of the legal Ruqya, according to the Sharia, and some of the Ruqya is false. From الشيطان والعوذ بالله. A lot of people Muslim in this country, ya Sheikh, they use a lot of money. They make a lot of money. They even put it in advertising in the website. Ruqya for 250. Or what? Ruqya for 250. Wallahi, this is good, ya Sheikh Baha. Let me, ya Sheikh Baha, to work together to make this project. So we're going to make and learn a lot, earn a lot of money, you and me. We don't need actually to go and work. Little 5 minutes by Al-Quran, Sheikh Mustafa. Little 5 minutes, he make 250.
250. Yes. For what? Hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakeel. And more than that, violation that the man give himself power to go and make ruqya for woman. MashaAllah, sister, yeah. Come here, yeah, sister. Let me exactly give you ruqya. Let me give you ruqya by the Quran. You are a false, you are a dajjal, you are a shaitan. You are not allowed to go and make ruqya for any woman, because woman, make ruqya for woman. Man, make ruqya for man. Unless you make it for your daughter, you make it for your wife, you make it for your sister, you make it for your mother, that's allowed in Islam. For a strange woman, لا يا أخي. نرى الله ودعا عبد أسبوع الله وأسك يا رب أنت تمر إن شاء الله تعالى بارك الله فيكم سبحانك الله وحمدك شهر أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته
لك الله خير يا شيخ
شكيبة